Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Yud Dal. Just before we get into the world of Tumah and Tahara, purity and impurity laws, which will be discussed starting from the Mishnah on today's daf all the way through the end of the parak, the Gemara finishes up its analysis of the Mishnah just before the new Mishnah, discussing the two loaves of bread that were placed high up for people to see and watch for the removal, indicating the onset of the prohibition of the chametz and the requirement to burn it. The last four lines at the top of today's Amud Aleph are from a braisa taught by Abba Shaul that said, on Erev Pesach in Yerushalayim, Eve of Pesach in the city of Yerushalayim, two cows would plow on the mountain of olives, Har Zeitim, so long as they were plowing, chametz could be eaten. Once one of the cows was taken away, it was a buffer time. People couldn't eat, no eating chametz, but no burning either. When the second cow was taken away, that brought in the time for the burning of the chametz. It comes to top Tosos and quotes the Yerushalmi that the Braisa's mention of Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, was not coincidental, since Yerushalayim was not a place where malacha was forbidden on Erev Pesach, a whole topic we will get to in a couple of weeks in the daf. In other words, there was a logical argument to keep what was going on, the custom to refrain from doing malacha, from doing work on Erev Pesach, since everyone's coming into Yerushalayim for the Chag, and there will be visitors who in their hometowns keep this minhag of the Isser Malacha on Erev Pesach. So how did that work with these two cows? It seems like they were being worked. So Yerushalmi says, because the cows weren't actually plowing, they just seemed that way. They're just placed there, and they were symbols. This brings us to the question of whether the Torah's prohibition of losis gozdu, of not separating into different factions in the Jewish people, which applied in this context, if applied in this context, is about having divergent halachic practices in a community. So whether this extends not just to the case of Isurim, not just the case of prohibitions, but to the case of Minhagim as well. So the Gemara in Yavamos and Daf Yagimel Amibayis quotes the Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Megillah says that a Megillah can be read on either the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th of Adar, not earlier, not later. The Megillah specifically says 14th, for the people outside of Shushan, and 15th of the people in Shushan, of the month of Adar, for the reading of the Megillah, and the Chachamim added days to enable the villagers to have the possibility to hear the Megillah on Monday and Thursday when they'd come into the city for market days. Comes Reish Lakish, and these people, the villagers, were providing resources for the people who lived in the cities, so to accommodate them, extra days were added. Comes Reish Lakish and says to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara there in Yavamos, what about Losis Godudu? You have all these different days, people are reading Megillah on 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, so many different days. Rabbi Yochanan says, we have precedent from Erev Pesach. What happened to Erev Pesach? Some places have a minhag not to do malach on Erev Pesach, and if you were there visiting, you'd have to follow that rule. And some don't have this minhag. So Reish Lakish argued back and said, I spoke to you about a case of Isser, that the villagers were prohibited from making a bracha on the Megillah on the 15th, because they had a specific day to do it, based on the pasuk zmanim bismanehem. The word in the Megillah says bismanehem, in their times. Zmanim harbet tiknum lahem chachamim. The chachamim made different days for the reading of the Megillah. And you Rabbi Yochanan, are coming and talking about minhagim. You're talking to me about what's going on. One city does this in Erev Pesach. They're not the same thing. So based on this, the Maharshtam, one of the Achronim, in Shaios Tshuvas Yerideach Kufnun Gimel Sim Kufnun Gimel, he says the halacha, there is no losis godudu, there's no issue, there's no prohibition of losis godudu, violation of losis godudu by minhagim. Exactly what Shlakish responds to Rabbi Yochanan. He says we don't compare the law by Megillah, which has a prohibition involved, as there are specific halacha for reading the Megillah, to the Mishnah about the different minhagim in some cities where malacha was forbidden in Erev Pesach and other cities where it was permitted. The Ramah, however, in Hilchos Pesach, Simon Taf Tzadi Gimel Siv Gimel writes, the lo yinhag beir echa achas mixas minhag ze u mixas minhag ze. Says the Ramah, we don't do in one city a little bit of some people doing one minhag and some people doing a different minhag. Comes among in Avram, Siv Katan Vav, and also Machas Yisrael Shekel on the Ramah and explained the Ramah held like the second answer in the Gemara. The reason there is no losis go to do for different minhagim by the Malach and Erev Pesach, it's not because of an issue of having different factions in the cities, because someone may not be seen working, not because of the minhag, but because they might simply have no work to do. Therefore, according to this approach, there's no losis go to do within minhagim that have an isser. Finally, the Netziv in Shal Shu's Meshiv Dar Sim Yud Zayin says it depends on the rationale behind losis go to do. Like Rashi says over there in the Gemara, if it's like Rashi, we don't want two toros, shnei toros, we don't want the Judaism to look like it's two different religions. So this will not happen by minhagim, because everybody knows Those are created in a different way, but only by Isser. But according to the Rambam, it's about preventing machlokas, and it could also be losis godu by different minhagim in one location.